Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Hey folks, this is episode number 221. Today we have my old high school friend, and I call him old, and I'm actually a couple months older than him, so I guess I'm the old guy here. No, wait. Dennis is the old guy. He just turned 55.
Tomorrow.
Well, what time this goes out, you just turned 55.
That's true.
Damn it, Bill. Dennis.
Recording this on July 4th, though. That's right. In an early morning.
It is early morning. I had to call Dennis to wake him up, even though he's the one that said, let's do this at 9:30.
No, I said do it as early as possible. So it would have been.
If you go back,
no, you actually
test,
said 9:30.
You said 9:30.
No, you said my wife is leaving at 9:30. I said, listen.
And you said that's fine.
Yeah. Well, if you look at your text, it specifically says 9:30.
I know.
So, yeah, Mr. Sleepyhead.
I slept through. So it's not 9:30. It is 9:30.
It's all good. Yeah. Anyway, I hope everyone had a safe and happy 4th of July. You still have all your fingers. You didn't blow anything off. Or you didn't get blown off. Wait, what? Well, this went in the tank real quick.
It did.
Anyway, my old high school friend, Craig Wright, he'll be on the show here in a little bit. This week's episode is our five top worst Kiss lyrics. And when we say worst, they may be worse because they're terrible lyrics. They just may be because we think they're funny as hell. I don't know. You'll find out here in a few minutes. What you got for album acquisitions, Bill?
I only have one, and it's from my son, Alex, who got me this for Father's Day. It arrived, earlier this week, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that. And he got it for me because we went to Red Rocks together. He was with us last year, and he really had a great time. But he found this Disturbed Live at Red Rocks vinyl and got it for me for Father's Day, so it arrived in the mail, and I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but
is it red vinyl?
It is not. I thought it was, and it is not so I did open it to find out that it is black vinyl,
right?
The other challenge is it's got this nice hype sticker on there, so we talk about this with albums, right? You get this nice hype sticker, but it's a gatefold, so what do you do, Dennis?
I just open it from the side and I just leave it closed.
But what do you know about the gatefold? You don't know what's in the gatefold. That's the challenge I'm having.
You can use it like a plastic cover. Just slice it down the one side. You can pull it off, and then you can put it back on.
You can't put that shit back on.
Yeah, you can.
I have this
big issue. Same one. This is a record that I got a while back. This is what Rush is doing with their newer albums. They're putting this real loose thing, and like you said, the hype sticker is on this loose plastic. So I haven't opened this one yet. But what
I didn't do that when it shipped from wherever this came from. So
right. Well, I slide it down the side like this, and then you can pull the record back out and kind of use it. But I like to put them in plastic sleeves, so I end up putting a double plastic sleeve on these because I want to keep the hype sticker. But yeah, that's a shitty way to do that. I don't know how to fix that, but I don't know. It pisses me off too.
So that's my only new acquisition.
Well, I got a few from the other day. I got. A little Missing Persons, Color of Your Life. I like Missing Persons a lot.
What is on that? I don't even know what's on that.
Actually, there's nothing really that's...
Okay. Well, you don't have to read it.
I just like Missing Persons. So this is one of those things if I like a band, I just keep buying it. Finally went back and found the one that I really wanted, the Now and Then, Robert Plant. So I got a copy of that now, finally. Found this yesterday. Not a big fan of them, but Mike and the Mechanics.
Yeah, that's a good record.
It's got Living Years, but I mean, it's really good shape, and it comes from that girl up at Whatchamadoodle, up at Trader Baker's. So they always have really premium. They clean them. I got it for $6. It was pretty nice. Don't know why, but I just love Joe Walsh, and I'm getting my collection of Joe Walsh. This is There Goes the Neighborhood. It's got Life of Illusion on there, so I listened to it yesterday. It's kind of a cool album. Kelly was bitching that I didn't have enough singer-songwriter shit. Of course, she meant new singer-songwriter stuff. So, but I did find a Time in the Bottle, Jim Croce's Greatest Love Songs.
I said, don't think that's what she was talking about.
But I tell you what, singer-songwriter, I'll put him up against any of these new guys. I mean,
I think she was talking about Famous Amos. Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, aimlessly. Yeah, I guarantee that's it, aimlessly. That or any of those other guys. But no, I love Jim Croce, so that's some good stuff. Be good to sit around and listen to late. Finishing out my Cheap Trick, I got All Shook Up. I've seen that album a few times. I went ahead and got it. I'm not a big fan of this album, but you know, I got to get it to complete the set.
That one has a hype sticker on the front of it too, I noticed.
No, it's got the...
I'm just kidding.
Guess where I got that one at.
I just wanted to turn you up a little bit.
Well, Rick wasn't there last time I was down there. I'm going to have a little talk with him about that. I did get from down there. I got Styx Cornerstone. That's kind of getting my Styx collection cleared out. I did go to Ashley's and Jerome's place over there, Atmosphere Collectibles. I got a Keel Right to Rock. I got that. It was only I paid 15 for that, but that, you know, for that kind of album, that's not that bad a price for that. It's pretty good shape. This is a funny story. I got Spooky Tooth. I busted you broke my heart, so I busted your jaw. When I was a kid, you know, you got those Columbia House record, you know, things, and you took the little stickers and you peeled them off. And I always saw this album on there, and it always showed that face. I'm like, going, that's a goof. And it was always one I remember going, that's a really weird album. So finally, they had it on auction. And I'm like, okay, I said, I don't even know what it sounds like, but I'm just going to buy it because it has some memories since I was a kid. And it's actually not a bad record. It's kind of a blues rock kind of deal. So the other cool thing was while we were in there, the last one I got, Rod and I went, and she was like, here, listen to this and tell me what you think it sounds like. So she put this record on, and it sounded like Inner Sandman. It had kind of that same kind of guitar, but it was a slower guitar, and I thought that's kind of funny. But then she kept it on, and I kept playing. I'm like going, it was kind of thrash metal, but I'm like, I'm not really into thrash metal, but it was kind of cool, and I'm like, who is that? She says a band called Excel. So I ended up, and it's the album, The Joke's on You. And actually, I bought it, and I really like it. It's something I can't listen to all the time, but it's also on blue vinyl, so it's really cool looking. They do a remake of Message in a Bottle, kind of a punk version of Message in a Bottle on here, too. So it's kind of cool. It's something different, you know, something I'm not going to listen to a bunch, but, you know, throw it on there and put something new in there. Cool. That's all I have as far as records. I did order one on Amazon. It's coming tomorrow on Sunday. We're getting it. And it's another one of those Rush boxes, the Hemispheres.
Oh.
Free record. And for $48 on Amazon. They're $61 at the store. So I like that was free shipping.
Spoiler alert for the next album acquisition.
Yeah. There you go. I might have a couple next time. We'll have to see.
Yeah. So. But that's all I got about that. And I don't think there's really any news going on. We're still, the concerts are getting canceled. And I know that they had that.
I saw that the Styx concert got rescheduled to March of 2021.
Yeah.
And that like 2 days later, I got an email from Ticketmaster or Live Nation or Old National that I can get a ticket for $25. So
oh, because the veterans thing?
No, it wasn't the veterans tickets things at all.
Oh, huh.
I just got a thing saying, hey, $25 tickets. So
right.
I haven't bought it yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to now.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, because that wasn't until end of July, 25th or 26th. So I was hoping that they would maybe go ahead and run that show, but it's not, like I said, it's not going to happen.
I'm pretty sure there is not going to be a 2020 concert season at all.
I don't think so. I know Ace, didn't he announced that one that we were going to do, but then the one that was before it got canceled now. So I think
it's going to be canceled.
Yeah, they're going to keep canceling. I mean, I know these guys are they're chomping at the bit wanting to get back out, but unless the venues and those towns that they're in, it's not going to happen. It's just going to be a while yet.
I think you're right. Not going
to happen. I don't know. Ronnie has told me about this. Alan, have you heard about that concert that's going to be up at Rio with Garth Brooks?
I believe that happened last week.
Oh, did it already happen?
Yeah, that was last weekend.
Past Saturday.
Because I have not, other than my buddy Ronnie telling me about it, I've never seen an advertisement.
Well, you don't follow anybody that follows country music, or you would have that.
You'd think you would hear it on the radio or TV or something, or the pay, you know, get a, I've never, even on Facebook, not one fucking post about it. I mean, this has been really weird.
So Brian Harris posted about it because I think he was talking about going.
No, maybe I must have missed
it. Well, I'll Laura and I had actually invited Brian Harris to go with us because originally I was under the impression that it would be like he was going to go to a stadium where you could drive in and perform it live. But then they were like, no, he's going to broadcast it once to all these different drive-in theaters. And we were both like, nah.
Oh, so he wasn't there at Rio then?
He wasn't at Rio. No.
He's not going to play in Rio.
Well, that's the thing. Rod told me, yeah, he's going to be there, and they're going to stream it from they're going to play it there, and then they're going to stream it to all these other places. And I'm like going, yeah. What the fuck would Garth Brooks come to Rio for?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, that makes sense. Because I figured if Garth Brooks was coming to town, we would have heard about it. You know what I'm saying?
You would have heard about it.
I mean, Evansville was his first, you know, he did his, launch of that one last tour that he did. You know, he came to Evansville and practiced that week, actually, at Robert Stadium and did, two shows?
Correct.
Yeah. So
what's funny is my wife and my mother-in-law went to that show.
Right.
And the guy that was in front of them kept standing up, you know, and my mother-in-law finally grabbed him by his belt. Pushed him, set him down in a seat. She said, I didn't pay $65 to watch you wiggle your goddamn ass.
He had to show off that belt buckle.
Well, she was behind him, so she didn't see the fucking belt buckle anyway.
No, I guarantee it. But yeah, that makes more sense. And I was kept going, there's no way he's playing at Rio. Because no. It was, $10 a person?
It was $100 a car.
Oh, $100 a car. Okay.
Yeah, you have no information at all. You might as well just quit talking.
No, I remember that now because we were making jokes about the clowns would do the best of anybody because they'd have 85 people in their car. They'd be getting out.
That's funny. That.
I know. Thank you.
Well, I don't know of any other music news.
We should end on that note. Quickly.
All right. That's a sour here we note. Go. Here we go. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've got my friend Craig here on, and this week we are going to do our 5 top worst Kiss lyrics. Of course, worst is subjective. They may be funny. They may be terrible. All of the above, none of the above, whatever. Craig, how you doing?
Good. Glad to be here.
And for anybody who gives a shit, Craig and I went to high school way back in the 1900s in Union County, Kentucky.
Wow. We survived.
We survived the hillbillies.
was it more than one room, or was it just one room school?
Well, let me put it this way.
They had one textbook, and they shared it.
We had sex education on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and driver's ed on Tuesday and Thursday because they had to use the same car.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
What was it like how to pick up your cousin 101? Is that how it
was? Well, Dennis, you're fired. Daddy said if you said anything like that.
I remember hearing all those stories about when Lincoln went to school, how he had a coal shovel and he drew, and that's how he wrote things on a coal shovel with a piece of shale or whatever. You guys do kind of the similar thing, or did you actually have chalkboards?
What shale?
What are you talking right. about?
Shales is what them things you pick up off a beach.
Off a beach.
Off a beach. Son of a beach.
We got shales. All right.
Let's quit making fun of our hillbillies now. It's time to
Craig's like, this is much funnier when I listen to it, because when I watch it and I'm on it, it's not that funny.
Right.
It's
not as funny when you're in the hot seat.
That's right. Man. But don't worry. We make fun of all our guests. You know that.
Yeah.
We're not making fun of you. We're actually making fun of Alan.
We are equal opportunity.
I'm just digging the hole deeper. I'm done.
Yeah, that's funny.
Good with that.
All right. So let's just go ahead and jump into this. Craig, since you are our esteemed guest, what is your first pick?
Well, I would like to read from the book of...
Book of what? Uh-oh, he shut himself off.
Yeah, we lost his voice. Whoa, hold on. Cannot hear you.
You're muted.
Well, that was my fault. I hit the wrong button.
Oh, well, way to go, Slick.
Okay, can we hear you now? What is your first pick?
Okay, I was going to read from the book of Hot in the Shade.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so read my body. Are the letters big enough? Read my body. Do you like the book of my love? turn the page, get to the good stuff. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was pretty bad.
That was bad.
That's bad.
There were a lot to choose from that.
Right, I know. Now, there actually. Was.
There were, actually.
There were quite a few. I was like, we can do that. I'm like, I kind of got centered on a different one, but, you know, hey.
Yeah, I got some weird stuff. So,
well, Bill, do you want to go next?
Yeah. So you're probably not going to like this because I think you really like this song, Alan. But my first one is "Great Expectations."
I was going to go there, but I didn't.
I was too.
And the thing is, I read it, and I can hear him singing it, which just makes it that much worse because it's like this. Right. Ballady kind of thing. It's like, this makes no sense. You're sitting in your seat and then you stand and clutch your breast. Our music drives you wild along with the rest.
Oh, it's like she's going, oh,
and she's like, she's like, you're sitting, she's standing, and you go, oh.
You ever had a girl do that to you when you said something?
No.
Me either. Well, usually, sorry. When a girl clutches your breast, she's giving you a purple nurple.
Yeah.
No, she's clutching her own breast. That's what I was like, I don't, what?
Maybe she likes jeans so much, she's giving herself purple nurples.
Yeah. Don't you ever watch porn? I mean.
Didn't say pinching. It's clutching.
All
right. What do you got, crazy. Dennis?
All right. I'm just going to go for the big one right off the bat. I mean, this is from the reading from Burn, Bitch, Burn. Oh, babe. I want to put my log in your fireplace. All right. You know, that's just, I'm going to go start with number one and then we're going to work our way back down. But yeah, that's just.
You got to start the beginning. The whole.
No, but I got more, and actually it's even creepier. So don't worry about it. I got more. Trust me. This is the obvious one. You know.
So besides Dennis, who else picked that one?
That was my number one.
It wasn't number one.
You know, I don't have an order, but
can we stick with that verse for a minute? Because I got a question.
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Ooh, baby, you want to get played?
No. Well, no. It's out of the frying pan into the fire. You've been over, baby, and let me be the driver. Just a cut of pink. Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
What? I don't get that.
The hell is that?
I don't get that.
Well, think of the
How
term.
How do you not get that?
Think of the term, it's all pink on the inside. Bill,
what?
Think of the term, it's all pink on the inside.
I know, I got
he
that
wants
part.
He a cut of that pink.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking that something, I was like you, I was confused. That one didn't even make sense, but then I got to the, like, the log and
most
the fire.
Most of those lyrics don't make sense.
Okay, that was the part of Burn, Bitch, Burn that I picked because, right. Sorry, I went out of turn, I missed that because I thought the other line was what you talked about, but I cut it off there. So that's, I don't get to go the second round.
Well, this is a terrible song, period, because
it's just bad. It's just bad.
Right before it says, I want to put your log in a fireplace. Okay. I got nasty habits. It's fine. It's a fine line. So many girls, so little time. When love rears its head, I want to get on your case. Oh, yeah. And then I want to put my log in your fireplace. It's like, that's just terrible.
Fireplace rhymes.
Anyone can write a song.
Well, I think that's all he was doing, really, was looking for how can we make something rhyme with fireplace?
Maybe. Yeah, that's just awful. Terrible.
That's it. Number one seller. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. There you go. Well, my first pick is from the Unmasked album, and it is Ace Frehley's Torpedo Girl.
I was thinking that song,
too. Yeah. There are plenty of strange lyrics in here, but the one that really gets me is, I saw this thing that looked a lot like a submarine with a pretty girl on the bridge. Could this be a dream?
Right.
And Unmasked is my least favorite Kiss album. And I even have to say, for the most part, I don't like the Ace songs on there, which usually everything Ace puts out on these Kiss albums I've always liked.
Right. It's interesting.
What's your next pick, Craig?
Where did I crap? There it is. Let's put the X in sex.
I'm going there too.
Yeah. Let's put the X in sex. Your love's like a muscle. You make me want to flex. Ooh, baby, let's put the X in sex. Keep it undercover. Let me be your private eye. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty bad. And between that and Rock Hard, they're both right there together.
Right.
Well, aren't, you know, if you're going to put a, you know, like a greatest hits package out, you want two songs that kind of, at least they go together, right? For the, well, for the package. They, so that would make sense. I mean, really.
It's bad.
Just bad. It's I'm bad. Skipping my number two because I tagged on to Dennis.
What's that? Oh, I'm next.
He said go.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go with that too. I'm gonna hang with the X and Sex because that was the other one. You know, love is like a muscle and you make me want to flex. It's like, really? I mean, this shit is so Spinal Tap, it isn't even funny, you know. Big time. Well,
That song was on my list too, and I knew someone was going to pick that line, right. So I picked the line. They knew my address, not a clue. Then I saw those black lace panties, and I knew that it was you. So Brian Harris, there you go. This one's for you.
And the video was even better.
Oh yes,
yeah. Yeah. But you get to see Paul doing this. Yeah, put the eggs and six.
There's something about in the video though, when you if you watch the video, him saying that thing about the black lace panties is just he just does something weird.
It's all weird. The dancing's weird. Well,
it's all weird. Yeah, the whole thing is just weird.
Well, Paul was and the multicolored clothing and the all the draperies and stuff he was wearing. It was just it's a mess. It's a complete mess. I mean, just really bad. You know, those were the Maude years. You know, the Maude and, you know, the
yeah. You know,
Gene was just in, you know, he was a, what was, well, the other one? It was
Chris
really
Sanzak
bad.
Chris calls it Maude of Thunder.
Are you thinking about Thrills in the Night? Was that it?
Well, no. What was the other one they did that with, when they were, they had like the nurses and they're pushing around all the,
that's up all night.
That's all night.
You know, yeah. That kind of era of Kiss is just ridiculous. It's just, you know,
Asylum era was pretty,
yeah, it was just different. So yeah.
Well, it none of those or none of Paul's songs on the Asylum album made my list, but All Night gets honorable mention with some of the lyrics in that song.
It's
I would agree.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
so what's your third pick, Craig?
Okay, so it's I remember being a little kid when I heard this song, and this line stuck out to me really bad. King of the Nighttime World, you're my headlight queen. I was like, ooh, that's really dirty. Can I sing that? But, you know, now it's really tame compared to some of the other stuff.
When they graduated.
Yeah, I mean, when you're 6 and 7, you hear headlight queen, you think, ooh, that's bad.
Here's something weird. I just found out today that is a remake. Did not know.
Is it?
It is.
King of the Night, it was called the Hollywood. Who was the people that did it? Hollywood Stars.
Hollywood Stars. Yeah, that sounds right.
And then actually, Alice Cooper, his song Escape was also redone by Whatchamadoodle.
Whatchamadoodle.
By Hollywood Stars.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. And they got the original version on there, and it just sounds just like it. They didn't change a shit and thing. So
interesting. Anyway.
Yeah, I did not know that till today.
Well, in true Kiss fashion, I'm sure that if you listen to the original version, right, some of the lyrics are different so that Paul could get some of that publishing.
That's pretty damn close.
Is it?
I mean, it's really close.
It's been a long time since I heard that version, so I don't
remember.
It's
very, very close. I don't see how, but anyway. Interesting, though.
Bill, what do you got next?
I got a little Bang Bang You.
Yeah.
Next.
Can we just go with the name of the song?
Just name of the song. So really it's the chorus. It's a good thing. I mean, apparently they can count. That's good, right? So and we go 1, 2, 3, 4, when midnight comes, I'll be at your door. 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, I just can't wait. I'm gonna bang bang you. I'll shoot you down with my love gun, baby. Bang bang you. I got you in the heart. Yeah, you're going to be mine. Yeah. Hands up. Reach for the sky. I'll treat you good because I'm a bad guy. Incredible. Poetry in motion right there.
Okay.
We count to 10. You know what? If I had a child, I would probably, like now that I've looked at these lyrics, because, you know, you sing them along and you're just like, you're singing along. And you're not really listening to lyrics. And then all of a sudden you read them and you're like, shit.
No.
I would probably just count. I'd probably teach my kid to count that way. Let's count to eight. 1, 2, 3, 4. When midnight comes, I'm at your door. Go. Five, six, seven, eight.
Who do we appreciate?
Who do we appreciate?
Wow.
All right, Dennis, what do you have next?
All right, so I'm going to pick a song, actually, that I picked last week as my favorite song, one of my favorite songs off of Revenge. Actually, it was my favorite song off of Revenge. And this song is just, like, chock full of great lyrics, and it's Spit.
I read that.
You know, and it's basically, you know, the bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. You know, he didn't make that up. That's just something, but most definitely. But I mean, if you go the other one, it gets it, because what you is what you eat. What the fuck is that? And then, of course, lock the windows, close the doors. When she gets down on all fours, let the neighbors talk. But can't you see? Don't mean spit to me. But then that, of course, it's here. Yeah, because meatless girls don't satisfy me. Mama, mama, for ride after ride after ride, I need a whole lot of woman. Yeah, that's right. What you are is who you eat. All right, I'm done.
I am Betty Crocker.
Wow. That's some funny shit right there.
I read that too. I read that earlier today. I'm like,
the whole song is just,
somebody's going to mention that one. I'm not even messed up.
I couldn't find one, and I'll ask you guys after we're done, because there was nothing. I couldn't find the one. I couldn't think of what song it was from, but I might be confused with Spinal Tap. But
Dennis, confused about something? No.
Yes, I'm confused. Anyway, all right, so that's mine. There you go.
All right, well, I'm going to go back to Burn Bitch Burn.
It's gonna put the whole lyrics.
It's the song that just keeps on giving.
Well, it's an act of thrust, any way you slice it. No sticks and stones, no kicks and groans can hide it. So why kid yourself? It's so cut and dry. Your body's condemned, and figures don't lie. What?
Random shit that just got a rhyme.
That's right. But I mean, we could go on with that one. That's the whole song.
You can just go.
Gonna cover my class, won't sit up and beg, which is wrong. I think Dean's begged a lot of girls for some boo nanny.
Mm. All
right.
Wow.
So, moving right along.
This show's going straight to the toilet, right?
It'll probably be our biggest numbers show.
It probably will be.
What do you got next, Craig?
Alrighty, Plaster Caster.
Oh, I was gonna go there.
Yeah. So, things are complicated. My love is in her hands, and there's no more waiting. She understands. The plaster is getting harder, and my love is perfection, a token of her love, of my love for her collection.
Well, that makes
sense. Wasn't this a real person?
Yeah. This was the girls that went around making plaster Paris molds of rock stars.
Rock stars junk.
Was it just one girl or multiple?
It was two girls. It was two girls. The plaster caster queens, or what they called them. But yeah. And the funny, there's another
a whole bunch of people. I mean, there was a whole Nick line Jackers, in there. Yeah.
A whole bunch. They got everybody's. The best one is one that where you want to inject her.
Right.
Yeah.
They should just call it Clone a Willy.
I know.
That's gonna be the name of this episode. I don't think they called it a Willy
back then.
Yeah, no shit.
That's the thing. I don't think they called it a Willy back then.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, that's a newer thing.
All right, Brad, you're up next.
Are we on four? Is this four?
Yeah, this is four.
Okay, good, because I'm leaving my last creepy tune.
Yeah, I don't really have a creep. My last one's not really creepy, but I think mine was really is not as much just bad lyrics. Just the lyrics are just, to me, I don't get it, or it didn't make sense to me.
But no.
It's songs that I really like, so it's just weird. So this is Dennis's hates this song. So at least I think he hates this song. I think this is the one, which is I Love It Loud from Creatures.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hate that song.
Yeah. Stand up. You don't have to be afraid. Get down. Love is like a hurricane. Street boy. No, I never could be tamed. better believe it. Guilty till I'm proven innocent. Whiplash, heavy metal accident. Rock on, I want to be president.
That's better not heavy metal accident.
What?
That's not heavy metal laxative. What?
Laxative. Heavy metal accident. Yeah, accident is what it says.
That'll be on the next show where the ones where we heard lyrics. It
misheard
different.
Kiss lyrics.
But I mean, I've sang this song for years, and I'm like,
yeah.
Again, you sing the song, it's one thing, and you read it, it's like that is just complete weird stuff. It just. I don't know. But ironically, most of it's not Paul stuff.
Yeah.
At least for me. I mean, it was mostly Gene stuff that just like, it's just a mess.
Right.
I don't know why.
Well, I didn't throw any Peter Criss stuff in there because he didn't really write anything.
He didn't write anything. He just copied somebody else's stuff and whatever. All right. That was it for me.
All right, Dennis.
All right, so I'm going to go to the creepy, dark side of Kiss, and this is two songs that bother me, and it has the same kind of thing, little line going through it, and that's Going Blind. You know, and you know how it is to be. There's nothing more than you and I. Some are young and some are free, but I think I'm going blind. Little lady, can't you see? You're so young and so much different than I. I'm 93. You're 16. Can't you see I'm going blind?
That was on my list.
So this will continue with songs. This will continue with my fifth song.
I think I counted four songs,
right.
And I forgot to write them down. I think there's four songs that refer
to 16-year-olds.
To 16-year-olds.
Really? See, I didn't.
There are three for sure.
There three for sure. I thought there was a fourth one, but I know there's three. Yes, I'm serious.
I was like,
make them be 18, you dumbass.
These two creep me out. I mean, this one here, and I don't know. This was actually a Wicked Lester recording, wasn't it?
No, he demoed that, but it was never a Wicked Lester recording.
Got you. Okay, but yeah, this thing here is just kind of odd. And then we'll get into my fifth one. But yeah, it's always kind of creeped me out. It's just I don't know. It's like. You know, it's like the Aqualung sitting on a park bench, eyeing little girls with bad intent. You know, it's just like,
I hear you, man.
It's like, man, that song just creeps me out. You know, just, I don't want to hear it. You know, they put people in jail for that shit. You know, I'm Chris
Hansen. Well, they do now. They didn't.
They do now. They didn't. Chris,
I'm Chris Hansen. Why don't you have a seat, Gene? You know?
They didn't in 1974 or 5 or whenever it was written.
All right. I'm done with my number four. But yeah, that song is creeped out.
All right. Well, for my next pick, we're going back to the Asylum album because I've got Any Way You Slice It. Well, if I told you once, I told you twice. Just listen, babe. Take my advice. Why settle for seconds when you can have the best? Let me be your king bee. I want your hornet's nest.
When you read it, it just sounds so much funnier.
And you know, honestly, I think that is probably, and I should have made that my number one pick.
That is great.
But that is probably my favorite Gene wants to fuck some chick line.
Right.
Can you see him like right after a show walking up to somebody and saying that?
I gotta write this down because I forget it here in a minute.
Can I be your king bee because I want to be in your hornet's nest? Yeah. Oh, wait, that's a lyric.
Well, I'm surprised he never wrote a song that said, I want to put my stinger in your honeypot or something. He couldn't find anything to rhyme with honeypot.
Probably not. Probably not.
Oh,
I do it a lot.
Gosh.
It just takes one shot. Yeah, I don't know.
It takes one shot for your honeypot. There you go, Gene. Right. We won't even charge you royalties.
I made my note.
All right. All right, Craig, what do you got next?
He got the one I had with Going Blind, 16, 69, you're 16, so that was mine. But one lyric that I love the song Love Gun, but one thing that's always bothered me is when he's talking about making her feel all right. What has the song? Hang on.
I really love you, baby. I know what you've got.
Correct. We get together, we can get hot. No More Tomorrow, Baby, Time Is Today. Girl, I Can Make You Feel. Okay.
I mean, that's how he says it. Hey, you know, no high expectations. We're like, yeah, oh, I can make you feel, oh, okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
That's probably because Water Pistol doesn't have the same punch as Love Gun.
Okay.
You got to remember this. You got to remember this, though. It is Paul Stanley going, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I guess it's Water say Pistol. Squirt Gun, there you go.
You pulled the trigger of my squirt gun. Squirt gun. They should do like the kid bop thing, but you do Love Gun, but do Squirt Gun.
God damn, that is funny.
That would be the funniest shit ever, dude.
And Dennis squirt is back gun in jail. Started at 16, it's going backwards.
It's just a squirt gun.
All right, Bill, what's your next pick?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
All right, so there must have been something about, I don't know.
Everybody's tearing up. What, were you,
no,
were
I just,
crying?
My eyes are itching. No, I didn't, it's Creature. I'm back to Creatures again. So, Saint and Sinner. It
was so creepy.
It's just weird. Getting off this carousel, you can do as you please. You can go to hell. You put my back against the wall. Well, I'm not going to fall on my knees. No, no, not at all.
That is a remake, though, too. Saint and Sinner is not their song.
It's not?
No, it is a remake.
Rock and Roll Hell is a remake.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. Sorry. Rock and Roll Hell is the remake.
I was like, because it's got like they're the ones that.
And Rock and Roll Hell is one of those songs where he kept the chorus. Yes,
it is not the verse. It's not the whole song, but it is very similar. And who was it that did that?
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
BTO. That's it. You're right.
Yeah, this is another one of those things that the lyrics to me just, they were just kind of random. They don't make sense. But it's one of my favorite songs off that record.
Right.
Which is kind of sad. What does that mean? That means something
well,
bad.
Well, you know, honestly, if you look at a lot of artists' lyrics, they're really kind of out there, especially back in the 70s.
Exactly.
Like every Alice Cooper record. Just about. I mean, they're all a little bit
like
freaky.
I like them.
Oh, no. I like them. They're you know, Feed My Frankenstein. And
you know what? I've been singing half the wrong lyrics to all these songs over the years anyway. It doesn't matter. You know, making up shit. You know, it's like, as long as it rhymes and it's kind of sounds the same, it doesn't matter. So, anyway. All right. So, my last one, of course, you were going to get right to it because it's in the fucking title. It's Christine 16. I mean, the song creeps, gets creepier every year they play it. You know, it was creepy when he sang it when he was in his 30s, but now it's really creepy when he's doing it when he's almost 70 years old. You know, it's almost, you know, going blind is coming true at some point. And
well, I hate to break it to you, but he's not almost 70. He is 70.
Why not? He is 70. Yeah.
But now, you know, I mean, that's why he calls it Christine 60 now.
But he has been so kind of. I think he's kind of himself going, you know, this is just not. This is kind of pervy. And it just doesn't, it's a great song.
Well, also, those guys, you know, back in the 70s, they never expected their bands to last more than 5 or 6 years. So
that's true.
That has something to do with it, too, I think.
But I mean, that song came out, though, it was on Rock and Roll Over, right? Or no, Love, was it? Yeah, Rock and Roll Over. What? Right?
Christine 16 is on.
No, it's on Love Gun.
Love Gun. But see, it was late, it was already after they made it big. So it wasn't like they knew they were going to be around for a while, trust me. So, but yeah, that song just kind of creepy. It always kind of felt kind of creepy, especially that when I saw you coming out of school that day, I knew when I was in my white van and I had candy, I really needed
free hugs
with candy on the side of the van.
I had to, was it?
Oh, and it seems wrong singing it. I mean, it's just like
it does. It's just creepy. It's just fucking creepy. I'm sorry. It just matter of fact, because what was so funny was one day we were in the car and that song was on the radio and I didn't say a word and my wife pointed that out. She goes, Kelly goes, that's just fucking creepy. I go, yeah, it's really creepy. So, yeah, everybody knows it's creepy. So, yep, that's me. Top creep song.
All right, my final pick comes from the Dress to Kill album, and it is the very first few lines of Ladies in Waiting. So you've been to the market, and the meat looks good tonight, and the ladies in waiting will show you what it's all about.
They got a sale on steak?
Yeah.
Tube steak?
I was going to say maybe he wants to give them some tube steak. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. They got a sale.
Yeah, if I should have saved my solid one for the last. That was the best one.
Goodness sakes.
So let me ask you a question. Is there one song, and I was trying to find it, I didn't have time. I have been just busier than hell, and I had an eye appointment right after work today, so I couldn't go digging into it. I know there was a song that they used some Spinal Tap type words, and was anything that he used the word pink tuxedo or pink torpedo? I know that it's in Big Bottom on Spinal Tap. Was there a Gene song where he says something about a flesh tuxedo?
I don't remember hearing that.
I don't think I've heard that.
Fit me like a flesh tuxedo. I think that is Gene, and that's off of. God damn it!
No, he did something about a skin tight suit, but it was nothing about a flesh.
Flesh tuxedo.
Nothing made out of flesh. Yeah,
I'm telling you.
So Domino. Domino was another song about a teenager. Can you think of the fourth one that you were thinking of?
Domino.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at it because I thought it was. I thought it was off one of the earlier records, and that's why I was trying to find it. That's why I was looking at it. I didn't write it down. That's what I'm trying to struggle a little bit.
It's okay. Flesh.
Whatever the skin tight reference was also on Asylum, I'm almost positive.
No, Big Bottoms, my baby fits me like a flesh tuxedo. I like to sing her with my pink torpedo. She's like going, God damn it, I wish I wrote that. Yeah, I just, for some reason, I thought there was something he said something about a cheap suit. You're on me like a cheap suit. That was one of
them. That's it. You're all over me like a cheap suit.
Yeah, but which one? What is that?
That might be on Animalize.
I think it is.
She was all over me like a cheap suit.
Cheap suit.
Secretly Cruel, it is on Asylum.
Okay, there you go. But I knew there was something about a suit. Speaking of that,
get on YouTube, type in Secretly Cruel Double Virgo and check out their version. They did a 70s-sounding version of that song. I'm sure I've mentioned it here before, and I will mention it again because it's so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Craig, what kind of honorable mentions did you have?
I think we've covered everything. I mean, other than Rock Hard or Rise to It, either one of those could work.
Yeah. I mean, those are just blatant. Like I said, when it's in a title, it's like, yeah.
But those are the songs I like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just good songs. Just put it out there. Yeah, just throw it out there. There was a bunch of them on too on Lick It on the early, like I said, the Vinny album or with Lick It Up. What was that? What cut to you like butter? Or was it like that's a hot knife through like butter?
Glove. Yeah,
it's like a glove. See, that could have been a song you could just recite the whole thing. It's just really cheap, sexist lyrics.
That's the one too that isn't it when they're introducing that and Paul goes. Fits like a glove like that. And I'm like, dude, don't do that. What are you doing? Like, stop. Wow. And then he does the whole finger thing. You know, I'm like.
Yeah. Oh, I will tell you, in my opinion, the best thing that ever come about because of that song is Paul Stanley's stage rap before that song on the Animalize Live Uncensored. Talking about that baby had the longest fucking tongue I ever seen in my life. Bill, did you have any honorable mentions?
No, the only honorable mention I had was the 16 thing. That was what that was what I wrote. Was that was just creepy. I cannot find the fourth one. I'll keep looking around though, because I thought there were four.
Well,
of them,
Room Service kind of has a reference.
See, I thought that's what I went back and looked at that one because I thought that was it, but I don't see it actually say that in there. But I
was kind of floored when you said there was. So Domino, though, that was about a girl. See, I didn't really listen to the words.
Enough to vote.
Oh, see, I never
that line
was.
Right there gives the whole thing away.
Well, and they're all Gene songs. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it is. I think Gene's probably had a few Christine 16s.
Yeah.
In his day. Back when he's not anymore, but, you know, it's, you know, in his day, heyday.
Back before the statute of limitations ran out.
No. Yeah, room service. It says, I'm in my hometown. I'm hanging around with all the ladies. Treat me real good. A sweet 16 looking hot.
And says, I wish you would. There you go.
See, that's a Paul song.
That's a Paul song, isn't it?
It is.
That is a Paul song.
So Paul, Paul hit a few of them too.
I'm pretty sure I didn't know all the lyrics to those songs. I just must have sang random things. Sure,
but the whole point is when we were listening to these songs, we were 10, 12 years old, and then we thought that they weren't that old. You know, they were, and we didn't know that it was illegal to be humping a 16-year-old at that point.
But you know, I've always
listened to trying music, to hump 16-year-olds,
but I've always listened to music and. Just listen to the music and the lyric, but I don't study the lyrics. Study all the stuff came along about the PMRC and all that kind of stuff. And you know, all the lyrics about that. I'm like, I just listen to the music and sing along. I mean, I'm not like sitting there, trying to decipher every line and what does it mean to me? And what am I going to do if I read this? I never did. I never do that. I never do it now.
I don't either.
Unless it's a country song, when there's only one line in every one of them. So,
what about a truck or a dog?
Yeah, get drunk, shoot your dog.
There's a train in there too, isn't there?
Use a train. No.
Trains are kind of passe.
Maybe a wagon,
dirt road, fishing.
Yeah, y'all are beer, something else.
Beer.
What happens when you play a country song backwards?
I make it. Yeah,
Eric, you get your dog back, your wife back, your truck back.
Gets all this again.
All this talk's making Alan all homesick.
No, I guarantee you, I'm not homesick. Craig is probably not homesick, not at all.
Yeah. Craig,
funny thing is anytime either one of us go back, we remember why we left.
Yeah, real quick, because I live in Nashville.
Right. You like where do you? So you like how long you been in Nashville then, Craig?
Since '95.
'95. Wow.
See, it's kind of funny because, like, 90s country for me is okay. I didn't mind it then because when the grunge thing happened, well, yeah, it looks familiar. When the grunge thing, you looked really pretty good at that. That was pretty good. You had some practice. When the grunge thing happened, I just left. I went off the chart and went to country and was like,
I was all into that
and left all that other bullshit. And I was like, the bands that I really liked, I followed that, but all the rest of it, I didn't get into that at all. Like everybody attempts, somebody's like, well, what do you think about Nirvana? I don't even know who you're talking about because I don't have any of their records, don't have any of their singles, don't have any of their stuff. Don't give a shit.
I agree. I'm right there with you.
What was that, Dennis?
It's a mini disc.
You ever seen mini discs?
Yeah, well, I have. Some.
Let me be more specific. What is on that mini disc?
This is the Monkees. And it's Last Train to Clarksville.
A mini disc, so isn't it Last Train to Clock?
It's like the last clown car to Clarksville. They're little guys.
I think on that note, we should probably wrap this up. Craig, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah. We offended just about everybody, I think.
Well, that's part of what
equal
we do.
Equal opportunity. We offenders. Nobody gets left out. Left behind.
Craig has listened to our show from the beginning, and we really appreciate
you.
It.
I'm sorry, man. He's one of our 10
dedicated listeners.
Really sorry.
How did it take this long to get you on the show? My God, man.
Man, 216 hours wasted.
We've let a lot of people on here, and you're just now getting on here. How'd that happen?
Late bloomer?
Well, it happened.
You know,
it won't be
Craig
the last.
And I have actually talked about it before, and then I always forget or something. And he was like, oh, we've all been in the room together. He was the Vincent thing.
Yeah.
Craig was
okay. In Atlanta?
Atlanta?
About that.
Yeah, because I sent you guys pictures, but when he first came out, or she came out.
What is the proper?
When Vinny
came out.
When Vinny came out, I sent you guys pictures.
I was actually driving because I was still. Right, I didn't get down there.
I didn't get down to almost that picture and uploaded it. And yeah, I even forgot you had sent us that.
Yeah,
terrible.
I got
friend.
The picture as I was driving across. I think between Tennessee and Georgia border, I got a picture on my phone. I went home with ding, and it goes, "This is Vinny." I'm like, "Holy shit!" You know, I'm still driving. It woke me up enough after I made it. You know, it was almost like 10, 11 o'clock at night, so I had to drive.
Did he ever do another expo after that, or was that it? Kind of his one and done.
No, expo wise, no. No, he did some of those like spooktacular.
No, he didn't do. He didn't do his own thing.
No,
or like that thing. He did.
He did the vault with Gene Simmons, which I was at. And
he did two or three of the comic cons or
spooky con
festivals
or whatever.
And there's a really funny story. If you want to hear a funny story, look up Chris Jericho talking about Vinnie Vincent because they were at the same event.
Right.
And he wanted to meet Vinny because he's a huge KISS fan. He's done some stuff he's doing right now. He's calling the quarantine sessions with a K, and Bruce Sure. Kulick's playing on some of the stuff.
Yeah, so they just put out
Now
it's Secretly Cool. What was it? Heart of Chrome.
Yeah, Heart of Chrome. Yeah. And he's done a couple things. And but he wanted to meet Vinny and chat with him. And so if you think about this, Chris Jericho's got people just lined up constantly, and Vinny is doing the Vinny thing where he's got like three people and he's done. And
I got one.
He wanted to meet him, and Vinny wanted to charge him to meet him.
Serious?
Yeah. I mean, he just wanted to talk to him and, you know, express, you know, his gratitude for, you know, the music that he made with KISS and stuff like that. And he's like, "You're going to have to pay." And he's like, I guarantee you, a picture with Chris Jericho going out to the wrestling community would have been a shit ton more for Vinnie Vincent's career.
Yeah, no shit.
At that time than anything he did.
And he would have talked nice about him. If he would have been nice to him, he totally would have promoted him. Because Jericho's got his own network. He has his own fucking network.
Yeah.
And he got roasted. You're gonna pay me.
He got roasted instead.
Well, once again, Vinnie Vincent knows how to self-destruct his own career daily,
and he's a king of it, that's for sure. Or queen,
you know,
whatever.
he's been awful quiet. Well, I guess he's scared of COVID and whatever, so anyway,
they all are.
He's alienated everybody that ever liked
I think he invented
and
COVID,
you know what, though,
for himself.
And you know, and Craig, you can attest to this too, because you were in Atlanta for that deal. Everybody there couldn't have been nicer to him. For a guy who came out after being in hiding for so long with the look that he had and everything else, nobody treated him bad. Nobody asked an odd question. Everybody, even all the podcasters who did podcasts about that, instead of coming out and going, "Oh my God, can you believe what Vinny was wearing and how he looked and how he," nobody did a thing like that. And then afterwards, he basically turned on everyone who was nice to him. And I'm like, at that point, it's like, well, you know what? At this point, the gloves are off, dude. You know, we gave you the chance. We wanted to see you back. We were happy to see you out. We want nothing but the best for you. And you just basically.
Were there a whole bunch of people that went down there for that reason only?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
That's it.
If Vinny Vincent wouldn't have been at that convention would have been half that. Guaranteed. Well,
it was a little rough too. Very well. It wasn't run very well either.
Oh, it was that dude, Jesus Christ.
Craig, you stood in line for so long, you pretty well missed his entire Q&A session on that Saturday, didn't you?
Yes.
Wow.
No. I stayed up late Friday night for the autograph. Was it Friday night?
I got in Friday night, and then Saturday was a long line.
I remember coming to see you while you were standing in line. I don't remember what night it was.
I think that was Friday night.
It was just a very
unorganized. Everything that was there was terribly run.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it seems like we were in line forever, and then he wanted to go eat. We're like, what about the rest of us?
Yeah.
And then, it was a long line.
And then try to get a beer there, or try to get anything, a water. You couldn't get anything in that place. You go downstairs, and they have one – one waiter, bartender, and there was a line, you know, out the door. It's like, are you freaking kidding me? I got in there at one point. This black girl, she was like one of the girls that wait. She's like, when she goes, what do you need? You need beer or something? I go, what's the water? She goes, here. She handed me two bottles of water, and they were, of course, you know, $3 to $4 a piece. And I go, how much do I owe you? She goes, just take them. Just go. He was frustrated too, because I mean, it was just ill. You know, they didn't have any staffing. The whole place was the hotel was not ready for that. Period.
No,
it was not good. Anyway,
all right,
sidetracked, but
we swerved. Well, those sidetracks are fun.
I know it is fun. Again, Craig, thank you again.
Yes, yeah. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, man.
People, y'all know what to do. AgesOfRock.com. Till next time, peace out. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.